Usually, El Carita Restaurant in Willits is buzzing with energy, no matter the night of the week. Families singing happy birthday, a crowd of people at the bar ordering margaritas, and a line of locals out the door, waiting for a table.
It's a little bit of a weird feeling coming in and it being empty, no music playing, right? No friendly customers, our regulars aren't in here.
That's second-generation restaurant owner Tito Gamboa. His parents, Beto and Lupe Gamboa, started El Carita 22 years ago.
We've seen kids grow up in here, right, and they come back from college, and it's just kind of upsetting not being able to have that interaction with them.
Early last week, Colorado Governor Polis joined dozens of other states ordering restaurants and bars to close dine-in services temporarily in order to slow the spread of COVID-19.
It's kind of hard to put into words what we're feeling at the moment, because this is our livelihood. Several families depend on this business. So we're going to try to stay open as long as we can.
Like many restaurants in the Valley, El Carita is only offering takeout and delivery.
We're not at the point where we're thinking about letting anybody go. And hopefully the government comes up with programs where we can still help these families out.
Despite an uncertain future, Gamboa says he and his parents feel supported by their local community.
Thank you guys for supporting us through Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, sharing our message that we're open.
Meanwhile, in Basalt, the owners of Mod's Thai House are also staying open for takeout. In fact, the day before Governor Polis' announcement, Napaporn Chansri, a.k.a. Mod, and her husband Manuel Diaz had already made a decision to close their in-house dining.
We have to be realistic. You know, nobody's going to make a profit right now. We'll try to at least to cover our operational expenses, have our employees, you know, a few hours for everybody, and honestly just put food on people's tables because people still have to eat.
And food isn't the only thing they've been offering the community. Closing their in-house dining unexpectedly left them with extra toilet paper and a gallon of commercial-sized hand sanitizer. Last week, they invited locals to come by and fill up their empty bottles.
So if anything that I can help or anything that we can just offer to each other, I think this is the time to show that we learn exactly how to share.
Restaurant owners have other worries besides keeping their businesses going. For Yanina Dobaro of the Whole Empanada in the Mid-Valley Business Center, it's the school's closing that has been an unexpected challenge.
Is your mom here?
Yes. Yanina.
The Whole Empanada is primarily an over-the-counter takeout spot, so it's pretty much business as usual for Yanina Dobaro so far. What isn't business as usual, though, is having her 6-year-old daughter here while schools are shut down.
So it's like for me and I think for everyone, like, okay, what are we doing? I'm a single mom, divorced, but I will bring her here.
And taking care of her daughter isn't the only thing on Dobaro's mind. Every summer, Dobaro sells her Argentine-style empanadas at the Basalt and Carbondale farmers markets. And she just got approved for Aspen's, too. So she's waiting to see what happens come June.
Where you really make the money is in the summers. Imagine I'm selling per farmers market about 300 empanadas per farmers market. It's once a week, 3 farmers markets for the whole. It's big for me. And I was excited for it, but I'm still optimistic.
For now, Dobaro and other local restaurants are hoping for a steady flow of takeout orders.
I have 2 beef, 2 chicken, and 2 of the bonita. This is so delicious.
For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Eleanor Bennett.